Punch Pod in stereo. Every week, Punch Pod brings you live stand-up comedy from Seattle. And now, episode 47.
I went to the barber the other day to get a haircut, and he asked me if I wanted him to cut off my widow's peak. And I asked him if it would erase the pain of my husband's death. Yeah. He said no. And he asked me to leave. So I didn't get a haircut.
So my husband's British. Yay. You haven't met him. It's ever so goddamn delightful to be with a British man. The worst part about being with an Englishman is that I lose all of my arguments with him because his accent is superior to mine. Like, we'll be at dinner having a political conversation. I'll say something very witty and relevant, like, why the fuck isn't Nancy Reagan dead yet? Paul will throw down his fork in disgust at me, and he'll yell, "You Americans! You toil under the audacity of hope! While we, the British, carry the burden of knowledge!" Anything to refute that statement. So I just yell, "Go America!"
I really admire comics that have kids and talk about their kids in their act, and I've kind of gotten impatient waiting to be able to do those kind of jokes. So I kidnapped a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old from a playground in Tumwater. Kids, am I right? When I was little, all I wanted to know is, like, why is the sky blue? Where do babies come from? Nowadays, these kids, it's all, who are you? Why is it so dark in here?
I really had to pee, so I went to go find the men's room. The men's room door just had a picture of a dick on it. It was the most conflicted I've ever been. On one hand, I really had to pee. But on the other hand, I was really high and I was frightful. There may be a room that exists fully of just floating dicks. And I was about to walk into it. It was fucking terrible. Luckily, they had a potted plant in the hallway. Fucking crisis averted. Crisis averted.
I broke my leg walking down some stairs. And like the first thing, were you drunk? Yeah, motherfucker, I was. Don't be worried if I was drunk. Be worried if I wasn't drunk. Grown men don't just fall downstairs. Then it'd be weird. I feel like people are testing in the wrong way. Like, were you drunk? No, I wasn't drunk. Slap me right in the face. Fuck out of my way. And the doctor brought it up like 8 times. Like, I try to not exaggerate. I bet he brought it up like 8 times. So you said you were drinking when you did that? Yeah, doc, I was. And unless us having a dialogue about it is gonna fuse my shit back together, just shut up and put a cast on it. We both know what I'm doing here. Do I want pain pills? Yeah, I want pain pills, come on. That has nothing to do with having a broken leg, I just want some pain pills, different to me. Crush them up and snort them at a party, it's playtime. And they have, like, I haven't been to the doctor in a while because I don't have health insurance, which, again, they weren't too worried to bring that up, like, 15, 20 times. Oh, that sucks. I know it sucks. I know. They might as well ask for the bill in unicorn blood because they're not going to see a dime of that. Unless me not paying them is just going to fucking snap it back in half again. We're good. bill's going straight to medical bankruptcy. I haven't been to the doctor in a while, man. They have they still have that like little questionnaire, and it still has drinks per week on there. Drinks per week, like it's helping anybody. And I leave it blank, because like they have 2 to 4, what am I gonna do with 2 to 4 drinks per week besides have like a decent time when I wake up on Monday? What am I filling that out for? So we can rub my face in another thing when I get in there? No. And I leave it blank, because I don't want to incriminate myself before they make me do it. And Sean, you left it blank. Well, Doc, there's no spot for 70 plus on there, come on.
I'm kind of a bad person, but I at least try to do good things with my life. I'm nowhere near as bad a person as my alternate personality, Internet Jerry. Internet Jerry's a fucking scumbag. We're like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but I'm not a doctor. And he doesn't kill people, he just masturbates to Facebook pictures.
I learned a lot from my stepfather. So anytime I want to feel dominant, I like to ruin a child's life. He taught me two major things. The first one being fat kids love being called fat. And the second, Tom Jones makes an exceptional soundtrack to violence. If you have never been strangled, the What's New Pussycat, you're missing out. Thank you, guys.
Punch Pod is recorded live at the Punchline Comedy Shows in Seattle. Tonight's episode starred Scott Lossie, Andy Main, Devin For Real, Patrick Higgins, Sean Jordan, Jerry Todd, and Tyler Schnupp. This has been Punch Pod. Find more at punchlinecomedyshows.com. And thanks for listening. I'm your announcer, Rod Palmer.